Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki. And the I Believe in Santa toy drive underway right now for the Sallies. Donate where you can. We'd love to help the Sallies by getting you to donate some toys to us. We'll get them to them to brighten up a little one's life over Christmas. Listening to the music, it is the Doobie Brothers there. 132710, our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call. Good morning, everybody. How are we? We're ready to rock and roll on a Wednesday that's going to be full of a whole lot of weather surprises today. We'll start off with the Bureau issuing a severe weather warning for damaging winds and heavy rainfall for the mid-north coast. Partly cloudy, showers, storms, look out. A strong wind warning for northeasters to 30 knots that'll go southwesterly to 30 knots. How are we going so far? Geez, I'll tell you what, we are in for an interesting day today. Hope you had a good Tuesday. I had a very busy Tuesday tidying up things yesterday, doing little jobs here, there and everywhere. And one I managed to cross off my list, oh, in the Secret Santa, we got our Christmas party on Friday. The person I drew, I had no idea what to get them. And then I had a great idea. And I got that fixed up yesterday because I think when are we going to have that in by? Is it tomorrow? I think we have to have them in the Santa sack by. Anyway, it was one I was worrying me. Well, I got that crossed off my list. Hope you had a good Tuesday and are crossing things off your list as we get towards the C word, Christmas, in now under a month. Isn't that amazing? Major news stories of the day. You know, they talk about a land of, big as Australia is, as well as us getting ready for our day today of rain and storms and damaging winds. 80 bushfires still burn across Queensland. While in Sydney, rain will deluge the area. In some cases, they're saying for people to stay off the roads, don't go to work today. So that's how bad it's going to be. Certainly a big place, this country we live in. Also internationally, senior politicians from Germany, Austria and Poland and Estonia have raised the possibility of new EU sanctions against Russia to punish it for capturing three Ukrainian vessels at sea, an incident the West fears could ignite a wider conflict. In sport, Australia's World Cup winning women's team in cricket will be given a public reception in Melbourne tomorrow. How good are those girls? And what about yesterday, Steph Gilmore getting the 7th World Surfing title? Gee, our ladies are doing a great job. Locally in sport, the Australian Outrigger Canoe Association, Racing Association, have their national titles on this weekend. It'll be in Port Macquarie. We'll talk to Wes Byrne a little bit later on in the morning about that one. And today in golf, it's Ladies' Day in Kempsey. At Kew, it's the Top Gun final today. And in Port, the ladies have got their four-person Ambrose Christmas muck-up day. I won't say muck-up day, but I know the girls will be mucking up. They'll be covered in tinsel today, belting the ball around the golf course. Good on you, girls. On the show, plenty coming up, including, because it is Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, we're going to have a laugh at 7:45. You're very good, you joke tellers out there. Have you heard a shocker, a howler? Well, I want to hear from you around 7:45. Some nice prizes on offer for Harrington Mechanical. Also, we're going to talk about the Summer Beach House. How good is the Summer Beach House? Yes, we're going to send you and like three of your family for 5 nights on the Gold Coast. Airfare, accommodation. You even get spending money and $500 to fill up the fridge. How am I going so far? Only Triple M Club members can win. We'll talk more about that later. Also, the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Ed Harris, Berry Gordy and Andrew Bogut, the great basketballer. And we'll also check what's on the Mid-North Coast today. We'll do it this hour. And Christy coming in around 8:45 to really do a professional job. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. You get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:12. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
Have a good
day.
10 a.m.
Yes.
Mr. Lee?
Excellent. I'm hungry.
Hello. My name is Justin Idiot.
And I'm his wife, Stella Idiot.
Ah, fresh blood. I mean, new customers. So, how can I drain you? I mean, help you?
Well, the thing is, we're smokers.
Yeah, and with the price of ciggies these days...
We thought we'd ask about the bank's new smoking loan.
Ah, yes, Mrs. Idiot. Our Breathe Easy Lifestyle Loan.
Yes, yeah, that's the one. Yes.
You're the 10th today. Our Breathe Easy Loan is very popular. It's almost addictive.
well, the price has skyrocketed.
Yes, the government's tax and tobacco exercise.
You mean excise, Mr. Idiot?
Yes, excise. That's the closest I'll get to exercise.
We need a smoking loan because it's now costing us over $200 a week.
Yeah, and it's eating into our poker machine money.
Oh, I see. You also have an investment habit. Well, let me see. You look 60, so I'd say you're about 40.
That's right.
So, if you live to the ripe old age of 55 and the tax keeps increasing, the idiots will need a breathe-easy loan of $307,000 to maintain your smoking lifestyle.
Gosh, that's a lot.
Could we have a minute to discuss this?
Of course, my pretties.
So, what do you think, love?
I think I can murder a fag.
We'll take it.
Excellent. Now, for security, who is your next of kin?
Oh, that's our teenage son, Ken Idiot.
A teenager. Oh, then he is eligible for our first smoker's loan. The government kicks in $5,000. They get it back in tax big time.
Well, $5,000 might stop him nicking ciggies out of my bag.
Yeah, he'll take it, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you very much, sir.
And people say the banks don't care.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Cher admits she's immature and feels like an older teenager as she reveals she works out more than ever before and she is at age 72. Mel B has reacted furiously after her ex-husband's denial that he hit her was read out on live television in England. And Italian filmmaker Bernardo Bertolucci, who won Oscars with The Last Emperor and whose erotic dramas Last Tango in Paris shocked the world, has passed away at age 77 at his home in Rome. Now, despite working with A-list American and international stars, Bertolucci always defended his own filmmaking style against what he said was the pressure of the US film industry. Marlon Brando in The Last Tango certainly had a way with words.
I suppose if I hadn't met you, I'd probably settle for a hard chair and a hemorrhoid.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yeah, here he is, sitting in for Bluey Waters. The Wormer is coming off the bench with number 17 on his back. Good morning, Wormer.
Good morning, Strawny.
Well, I tell you what do you think of this, Wormer? We have the day he lets you do the report, we've got a severe weather warning, a strong wind warning. Oh, geez, it's shocking out there. Well, it's okay at the moment, but it's going to go bad as the day goes on.
Yeah, but he'll get his back because he's got to go up in that aeroplane.
Oh, can you imagine it? Can you imagine it? He would be shaking. The fingers would be gripping onto the side of the seat there, and I'd say a cold sweat he'd be breaking out in.
He'll have a nor'easter to blow him down and a sou'wester to blow him back.
Blow him back. We'll see. What about conditions? Yesterday it looked absolutely beautiful. I know the swell was coming up. I know there's a little bit of weed around, but generally the water was nice and warm. What about today if we have to go out? We've got the rising tide from now through until 1:30, but the nor'easter is blowing already.
Yeah, I think sneak out, find a protected spot in the river, maybe pump a few nippers, get a couple of worms and try for a whiting.
Yeah, I think so. Aren't they beautiful fish, eh?
Oh, best fish in the ocean.
Yeah.
A few chips, bit of salad. Tea tonight.
I think so. Although Bluey's been on the health kick. You know, he's on the apple cider vinegar to stop the gout, so I just have the cherries. I had to go to the doctor the other day. I've stupidly tried to ward it off. Once it starts, you can't stop it, Wormer. You've got to go and get the pills.
And the only way around is stop drinking for a little while.
Yeah, stop eating the wrong things. Do you love tomatoes? I absolutely love them. Yeah.
Beautiful tomatoes, but they don't do the gout.
No, they're not good for the gout. Although you can sort of, you know, get a little way around it. If you have the Roma tomatoes, they don't have as much acid.
Yeah.
So you can have those, and if you cook them up, they should be okay. So anyway.
I like the little cherries.
So do I. They're not lovely, lovely and sweet. And the number one thing is, as you get older, you learn, never put them in the fridge.
No. Tomatoes don't go in any fridge.
No, that's right. Exactly right. All right. So we'll try the estuary for a whiting on yabbies or worms. And how are the worms been at the moment?
There's a little bit of red weed around, so they're getting a little bit of red weed in them at the moment. It's not a lot, but just enough to be a nuisance. But
okay.
Otherwise, they're not too bad. They'll be ready for Christmas.
There you go. The Wormer pulls them out like shoelaces. He's unbelievable. All right, Wormer, thank you very much for coming off the bench. And can you imagine Bluey Waters if he has to get on that plane? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it'll be blowing a gale up there.
Don't say that. Thank you, Wormer.
Thanks, Ronnie.
The 6 a.m. Heart Starter.
It's our musical alarm clock. On Triple M.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
On the Mid-North Coast, wind and showers, a top of 30. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The latest stage of investigations into the impact of flying foxes on the local community underway. Many Port Macquarie residents in the Coolanbung Creek area are finding the animals pests, but moving them will be a difficult task given their protected status. Port Hastings Mayor Peter Pinson says work continues to find a plan that'll provide an answer.
So we do have a committee, and that's made up of state government agencies, ecologists, community members and council staff. And I sat on the committee meeting a couple of weeks ago. This is also a broader impact on our community.
The wider community can now make comment online on Council's Have Your Say website. Public schools across the Oxley region are said to be among the first to have new air conditioning systems installed in their classrooms and libraries under the Cooler Classrooms Fund. Premier Gladys Berejiklian and Education Minister Rob Stokes have announced a list of 900 schools to be the first to receive funding under the $500 million program. Among the locals benefiting, Bowraville Central School, Comboyne Public School, Nambucca Heads High School and Southwest Rocks Public School. Schools in areas that have an average maximum January temperature of 30 degrees or higher will now automatically receive air conditioning. The latest phone scam calls targeting the Mid-North Coast, warning residents they have had multiple court cases against them. The automated voice provides a number to call back on to resolve the apparent issue before hanging up.
So this petition needs to get a file including your warrant for arrest now before the case is sent for execution and to receive legal notification. For more information, contact 61390187024. I repeat, 61390187024. The issue is very time sensitive.
The reminder, government agencies do not do business in this way, and the call is to be ignored. And those suffering Parkinson's in the Port Hastings to now benefit from a specialised neurological nurse now based in the region. Now to sport. The Northern Heat AFL have come together once again, some of Northern New South Wales' best young players hitting the training track in a bid to prove they've got what it takes to make the AFL. Meraki Kilpatrick from the Port Magpies North Coast AFL side included. The second training session was held in Armidale following the first in Coffs a few weeks back. The squad's coach Alan Martin says the players have shown great commitment and showed they're capable of high standards. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World. Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a strong north to northeasterly wind blowing us, making a mess of all our beaches except those protected northern corners. And the northern corners got a few little waves today. We do have two swells happening, a little bit of leftover southeast swell and a new northeasterly swell. Wave size is around that 2 to 3 feet mark, but I think those waves will pick up during the day. But that wind also will strengthen, so those northern corners for that early to mid-morning surf will be the pick. We do have low tide around 7 o'clock this morning. High tide is around 1 o'clock this afternoon. And the water temperature is down around 17 to 18 degrees.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Strotty Fabrecki and the story of the fox on the run. Yes, the sweet at 6 to 7. After 7, we're going to catch up with Wes Byrne and talk about the National Outrigger Canoe Championships that are on this weekend. I bet Wes is praying that this low-pressure system goes and goes in a hurry. Crikey, have a look at it out there. Not so bad as Sydney. They are in for a real deluge today. At the moment, everything is to the far west or to the far south. Things looking pretty good for the Mid-North Coast. Very dreary, though, out there. Please make sure if you're driving, particularly taking the kids to school or to the bus stop, you are keeping your lights on.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is in the sanctity of his newsroom, and now with his leak fixed in his roof, a very happy Lee Jollo.
Yes, g'day, g'day. We don't have to talk about that anymore. It's a thing of the past.
Yeah, but have you taken the black plastic down? It's gone?
Oh, actually, it's still there.
It's still there.
Let's be honest. You got me there, mate. I've got nightmares about that. I'll never trust the roof again, I don't think.
I know. This is like an intervention. I'm going to come in with you because I've got a couple of minutes while the news is on.
Yep.
Let's take the plastic down. I think, you know, it's a spiritual, a cathartic thing we're going to do. We're going to remove the black plastic from your window.
I don't think I can do it.
I will help you, all right?
Thanks, mate.
This will do this. We've been silly. All right, what are the papers saying here today, champion?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, Rail Work or My Merc. A Sydney millionaire property developer suing the Spanish light rail builders because a manhole wrecked his Mercedes-Benz is the latest embarrassment to hit the maligned project. Theo Onesforo says a traffic marshal directed him to drive over the hole in Randwick. He claims his claims come on the back of the government's $1.1 billion legal battle with Aconia, a small business class action, and even workers being discriminated for mishandling dug-up human bones. As well as that, ScoMo's next worry, entrepreneur Dick Smith is considering contesting a Liberal seat as an independent at the federal election. It comes as PM Scott Morrison was yesterday blindsided by the defection of Julia Banks. That's in the Daily Telegraph today. In the Sydney Morning Herald, PM's hold on power shaken by defection. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been left blindsided by a shock resignation that drives him further into minority government and undercuts his bid to seize the initiative with a plan for a federal budget in April and an election in May. Mr. Morrison was kept in the dark on the damaging blow to his hold on power in another sign of the rupture within the Liberal Party over the power of its regressive right wing to set its policy direction. And great news, Gilmore the Great, Tweed Heads Stephanie Gilmore, has won the world surfing title for the seventh time. Amazing effort by Steph Gilmore. We all love
her. Oh, yeah, fantastic. And she has just hung on by about 0.8 of a point. To get through to the semi-finals, just watching it now, the Maui Pro. So
awesome,
she's still going.
Awesome.
Now, locally with you, Lee, the old scammers are at it again.
Yeah, exactly right. So you're one of the ones that actually the subject of one of these scams. They're calling up across the mid-north coast, and we've got a bit of audio on that, and you're going to play that, I believe.
Yeah, it is shocking, yeah. Now, it's different for us, but particularly for old people. Like, what these people... Oh, have a listen. Anyway, folks, if you get one of these, hang up, don't worry about it. This is what you can expect.
So this petition needs to get a file including your warrant for arrest now before the case is sent for execution and to receive legal notification. For more information, contact 613901870024. I repeat, 613901870024. The issue is very time-sensitive.
Very
time-sensitive, you goose. Give you time sensitive. But anyway, different for us. We just laugh about it. But for some people, particularly living on their own, you know, that's pretty ordinary. So I know you're going to background that story for us, which is actually Australia-wide.
Yeah, exactly right.
But lots of calls here on the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, calls on the Mid-North Coast. I've heard Coffs Coast as well. So it's certainly one to keep an eye out for. So, yeah, if obviously those listeners have heard about it now, but those who have elderly neighbours, obviously elderly are often the targets of these sorts of things who aren't up to date with, obviously, scams and whatnot. So, yeah, make sure you let people know about the issues that's going on and hopefully no
good
one
stuff.
Else is falling prey.
All right. Now, I want you to go back to your room, sit calmly. I'll be down there shortly.
All right.
And we're going to remove the black plastic.
I don't know, mate.
All right.
I don't know.
No, just all right. We can do it. We can do it. Marina with the traffic next. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast on a hump day Wednesday that looks a bit... Outside there, the choir boys making us feel good and run to paradise. 12 past 7, a severe weather warning issued by the Bureau for today for heavy winds and heavy rain. Up to about 31 degrees. It is going to be warm, though, today. Coming up at the weekend, we've got another national title to be decided on the Mid-North Coast. It's great that we're draw cards for all this type of stuff. And, lots of people here for the Australian Outrigger Canoe Association's big weekend. And from the local club, the Moraro Club, I've got Wes Byrne online to tell us more about what's going to be a great weekend. G'day, Wes. How are you?
Good morning, Stronny. How are you?
Good, mate. We can't worry about it. It's not the weekend yet. So don't worry about the weather yet, okay?
Not even looking at it.
Wes, it's great. Like a national title to be decided in your own backyard must be a great thing for the club, although a lot of work.
Yeah, an enormous amount of work behind the scenes to get this up and running, especially this week now that it's all happening. It's a buzz now. It's all got a lot of paddlers coming into town. There's a fair few driving around, and you'll see a lot of paddlers with their canoes on their roofs driving around, and a fair few out in the ocean as well.
How many are going to contest the National Series, Wes?
We've got 250 competitors all up. We've got 122 in the long course downwinder on Saturday, and there will be 70. I think 80 paddlers on Sunday morning, and then there's a fair few on early Saturday as well with a short course race inside the river.
Yeah, look, we've all seen the start of Hawaii 5A. We know what it looks like, but you guys take it to another level. I do not like your definition of short course. What's that, 12 kilometres, Wes?
12 kilometre short course race, yeah. We're going to have that, by the looks of it, it's going to be a northerly on Sunday, so we're going to probably head up to Plummer, halfway up to Plummer, and turn around and come back with the wind, yeah.
Okay.
Only 12 k's, all right.
Only 12 k's. And what about long course? What's that?
That'll be 25 kilometres. At this point with the weather system, we'll get probably the tail end of this low-pressure system. So we're looking at starting at Dunbogan, Pilot Beach, and we'll head straight up the coast, past Lighthouse, and finish just in front of Ridges.
Okay. Again, it's going to be great for spectators, Wes, obviously, for when you come in and out of the Hastings River.
Yeah, mate, it's actually going to be a real good spectacle. It's going to be to see so many paddlers and canoes on the start line. It's going to be something to be, definitely we're going to be taking plenty of photos for it. So it's going to be an awesome weekend coming up.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Wes. I know it's a lot of work for the club. Hundreds here this weekend. Presentation at, I think, Ridges on Sunday afternoon.
Saturday evening, presentation at Ridges.
Saturday evening, okay. Well, all the very best of luck. And how many from the local club are competing, Wes?
We've got about 8 of us paddling in the short course on Sunday, yeah.
Excellent. All right. All the very best of luck, Wes, and I'm sure the weather gods are going to smile on you.
We'll be right, Strawny. Thanks, buddy.
Good on you, Wes Burns from the Mororo Club, the local club hosting the Australian titles this weekend. Good luck to them.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, and away we go on Worst Joke Wednesday, as we always do, loving it. And Act 1 on the program to absolutely astound us this morning. We say a very good morning to Chris in Port. G'day, Chris.
G'day, Mark. Hello, how are you?
Terrific, buddy. What's the story for today?
Okay. All right, this is a shocker. It's got some big words in it, so be careful. I'm not sure if I got the words still trying to pronounce them or you guys trying to work them out.
Okay.
What does an insomniac, dyslexic atheist do with his time? He stays up all night wondering if there really is a dog.
No! I like it. Act 2 on the program. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
What's your story for us today, John?
A long, long time ago, when people went around beating the ground with sticks, swearing, cursing, praying to unknown gods, they called it witchcraft. Now when they do it, they call it golf.
Yes, I see where you're coming from there. Act 3, we go to Cheryl. G'day, Cheryl.
Good morning, Strawny.
Yeah, way you go,
right,
Cheryl.
What did one bumblebee say to the other bumblebee when they flew past the lady that was big-breasted?
I'm going to hate myself. Go on.
Oops, this is a built-up area.
A built-up area? Oh, my lordy. Strawny. Triple M right across the coast, the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. Good luck. Hope you get on. Smash Mouth there, an all-star at 6 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, it is. And Glenn Stewart in the soundproof booth, good morning.
Hello, Strawny. How are you?
Good. Who do you like out of Chris, John and Cheryl?
Look, I can deal with the golf, but...
It's a built-up area?
With a consultation, it's got to be a built-up area.
Built-up area. What? Unbelievable, Cheryl. She's off to have a beautiful lunch at the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant in Harrington Mechanical's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Honourable mentions to the other two, too, because I just love the first one, even though it was complicated. Now, what isn't complicated is the lucky members draw at the club.
It's not complicated. If you win it, it'd be very complicated on what you're going to spend it on. But $3,500.
$3,500, isn't that great? Now, Jerry's question in the trivia tonight, and he keeps sending me these photos that aren't flattering of him. He sent me another one. What about the one I sent you last week? Can you believe it?
Yeah, that one's staying in the vault, that
no,
one.
No, no. He's in Thailand with a mate of his, and I think they're getting up to no good. But anyway, today's
he's
one.
He stopped him in.
Oh, what do you see today's picture? You won't believe it. What is the number of Old Drum Lane, the home of Steptoe and Son? Now, they lived at Old Drum Lane. What number home did Steptoe? You are disgusting, Dad. Remember that show? It was so funny. Was it 18, 20 or 24? Where did Steptoe and Son live? You dirty old man. Is it 18, 20 or 24? Which house did they live in? Thank you, Jezza, for that one. I'll send you the photo, Glenn Stewart. You won't believe it. Now, right. Entertainment this week.
So Friday we've got the Matt Brooker Band, and these guys are unreal. You've got to come and see these fellas.
Yeah, I've got to say, I've been lucky enough to see a flamenco show in Spain. This bloke's just as good, and you save $2,500 in airfare getting over there.
You must have flown business class.
Oh, I did not. That's about 8 or 9. You're joking, aren't you? Fair dinkum. Anyway, and also at the club Saturday, you've got to talk about the kids' Christmas party.
So the kids' Christmas party's on again from 11. So anyone that wants to purchase tickets, they've got to purchase them prior. There'll be no tickets sold on the day.
Okay, well, there you go. All at our great sponsors, the Port City Bowling Club. I have been warning you during the week to stay off the jumping castle, let the kids on it at the weekend, all right?
I won't be here, mate. I'll be at a wedding.
You'll be at a wedding? Oh, yeah. What, David Clemmer and your knights?
How good.
Yeah, good luck to you. All right. All the best, great man.
And yeah,
have you got your phone near? I've just sent you that photo. You won't believe.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Glenn.
Oh, no.
Triple M right across the coast on a hump day Wednesday with the dire straits there and the walk of life. And if you're walking today, take your umbrella and your raincoat.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, away we go with Craig the Truckie having a crack at the wheel this morning. G'day, Craig. How are you?
Good, Mark. Yourself, mate?
Terrific, buddy. Now, just speaking before we went to air, you're heading to Sydney. Whereabouts are you? Is it pouring? Where are you?
Actually, just John's River at the moment, mate. No, it's not raining at the moment. Threatening to, but yeah, it ain't raining out here yet.
Yeah, no, it looks pretty good. When you get sort of level with Taree, look out. It looks like it's right there now, but the Mid-North Coast is pretty clear. It might slide under us. I don't know, but they haven't issued that warning. And I'm not going to contradict it. I just read what's in front of me. Now, Craig.
That's it, mate.
Are you channeling the winning feeling, son?
Yes, I am, mate. I'm channeling it real hard today.
Good on you, buddy. What number have we got to match for you on the
23,
wheel?
23, please, mate.
23. All right, Craig. Here we go. Heading into John's River. 23. Come on, 23 for Craig. 23. And it comes around, it's going to be close, and the rotten thing goes two past it and lands on the number 21. Just your age, Craig.
Oh, no.
Can't give you the cash, Craig. Got your details, phone number, end of the month, which is a matter of a couple of days away. Christy does the big draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. Safe driving, mate, and thanks for giving us a call.
No worries, mate. See you on the way home.
Good on you, buddy. Okie dokie, Craig the Truckie there. Now, if you're birthdaying today, and we did a birthday earlier... for Kenway Sheridan, but he was going to be on the bus or be at school at this time. So we gave Kenway his birthday call early. He's 13 today. Good on you, Kenway. And you're birthdaying today with the likes, Kenway, of Ed Harris, Berry Gordy, the great musician, and basketballer Andrew Bogart, born all on this day, November the 28th.
Astroni!
Triple M right across the coast. Christy coming up in just on 20 minutes. with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. It's Sherbet there, and how's that? How's that? How's that weather? Yeah, at the moment it's still sliding under us on the Mid-North Coast, although Taree is starting to cop it at the moment, and west of Kempsey, it looks like there's a little clump there, but we're still pretty clear. Port right up to Coffs Harbour at the moment, but things will change, the Bureau says. 8:26, Marina with the traffic, not far away.
Triple M Summer Beach House. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. We don't do ordinary.
Ah, yeah, how good is it? We're giving a couple of members the chance to win a family holiday for four to the Gold Coast to stay at the Triple M Summer Beach House. So we're going to hook you up with flights, five nights accommodation and $1,000 spending money. Plus, how's this? Passes to Dreamworld. I love Dreamworld because you've got the animals, you've also got the rides and everything else that goes with it, and including the tigers. Love it. Also, we're going to give you $500 to fill up your fridge, so you've got plenty of food and beverage there for your stay. How good is it? The Triple M Summer Beach House. Only Triple M Club members can win. Head to the website to sign up today, to triplem.com.au.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
And here's Christy. Good morning.
Good morning. Should I lock up myself inside the house and make sure that my outside blinds are not down? And
yeah.
I'm scared about this damaging winds that we've got coming up.
Because I'm looking now outside the Triple M Weather Shack and it's howling from the north, but it is going to swing round to the southwest, so it's all over the place today.
Scary.
But I lost a cushion once in that last East Coast low 2016. I lost a cushion.
Oh.
Never got it back.
At least it was just a cushion.
I don't know.
What about clothes on the clothesline?
No. It wasn't that silly. It's been blowing for 3 days. It's all right. What's happening today, Chrissy?
There's a lot happening. So the North Coast Weeds Forum will be held today from 9 o'clock till 3:30 at Kempsey McClay RSL. So there's a heap going on. We can learn about priority weed control and lots of other things. Port Macquarie Swimming Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street from 6 o'clock. The Anglican Catering Group invite all Macleay seniors and their carers for a seniors' Christmas lunch. So it's a special two-course lunch at All Saints Anglican Hall in West Kempsey. You make sure you enter via Kemp Street. That's from noon till 2 for just $12. If you do like dancing, get along to the Nambucca Heads RSL. They're hosting Cuban salsa classes from 6 o'clock this evening, and Nambucca River Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at Lions Park Boat Ramp in Maxville from 4:15.
There you go. All right, Christy, thank you for that.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast. No.
Triple M right across the coast. Strotty, for your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, an absolute belter from Smokey. We don't have enough Smokey in the playlist anymore, don't we? Don't play your rock and roll to me. Good stuff. 6 to 9, that's it for us. Thanks for your company. And my thanks goes to Wes Byrne for having a chat this morning about the Australian Outrigger titles that are on at the weekend. Now, poor old Wes is in the fetal position looking at this weather. Wes, hopefully it'll be gone. The Admiral, who used to own the station, who lived on a boat, always used to say, come in fast, won't last. And this is certainly coming in quick, and it'll probably leave just as quick. But sometimes with these low pressures, they just have a mind of their own. Missed any part of the show? Like the interview with Wes, like Worst Joke Wednesday, where we had three howlers this morning, just go to my page and press catch up on triplem.com.au. It's that simple. Tomorrow on the show, we have rock legend, the great Phil Jamieson, coming in to chat to us tomorrow. He's finished his tour and he's doing a charity do in a couple of weeks. It's really worth supporting for people with mental health issues. And we just love that Phil's putting his hand up with a lot of other local artists too to put a great show on. It's coming up second week of December. We'll talk more about that and what Phil's been up to tomorrow. All right, we'll talk more about the Triple M Beach House. And remember, we want you to win it, but you can't win it unless you're a Triple M member. Sign up today to triplem.com.au. It's going to get cloudy again shortly. Please make sure you're still driving with your lights on and stay safe. Lots of weather warnings out today for strong winds and, of course, heavy rainfall. Whatever you're doing, though, enjoy your Wednesday. Stand by, Ray After 9 on 131873. And have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Health and friends, you can hold your head high. God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy. Making the best of each day.